Okay. Raise your hand if you're receiving your first Holy Communion tonight over in the section. Okay. Raise them high and proud. Good. Okay. Are you excited? Okay. Or you're going to get excited, right? Okay. You guys can put your hands down. So it is a very exciting day, right? It's a very special day, right? You're here, sitting in a special place. You're dressed maybe a little nicer for Mass than you might normally be. You got your family that are here. You know, a lot of people here can probably remember their first Holy Communion kind of being in the same place. I know that I received my first Holy Communion at a Mass kind of like this on Saturday evening. And it was a very special time. Now, raise your hand if you guys have gotten any gifts today, received any presents. Or if you haven't, that's okay. You might receive some later. It's often very common to get gifts like maybe rosaries or Bibles or maybe little saint objects that you might receive. And in fact, actually, I've got a gift that I want to give you guys that I'll tell you guys about in just a moment. So you're going to have to hold your suspense, okay? But any gift that you guys get today, is nothing in comparison with the gift that God has for you. The gift that God gives us in the most holy Eucharist. Now, what you guys are going to see is that it's going to look like ordinary bread and wine. But really, that bread and wine is really the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you've probably been maybe hearing about that in your classes. Have they taught you that a little bit? Have you learned about that? Yeah, they've probably been teaching you about that. And so you actually receive Jesus. It's not just pretend. It's not just a symbol. It doesn't just represent Jesus. It actually is Jesus. And it's a wonderful, amazing gift that you get. And so you actually have Jesus dwelling inside of you. Whenever you guys eat food, you probably, it goes inside of you, right? And so it's sort of part of you. Well, when you consume Jesus, both in his body and his blood, it's part of you. And so you actually have God's grace dwelling inside of you. You have God near you. And so a lot of times we think of God as kind of like out there, kind of in a distance. But Jesus is actually near us. He's actually close to us. So you receive God's love, and you're able to receive God's grace. And so that means that you're able to live the life of God. That's what grace means. Grace means living the life of God. And so you guys can always call upon him. And you don't just want to receive communion just today only, but you want to come back, right? You want to come to Mass, come more in the future to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Not just a one and done thing. You have to continue to receive God's grace in your life. And because we have God's grace within us, because we have God dwelling within us, we actually have the ability to call upon him and the ability to be able to hear his voice. So you guys might have heard in our last reading, we heard about Jesus being a good shepherd, being a good shepherd. Raise your hand. Do you know what kind of animals the shepherds lead? What do you think? They lead sheep, right? They lead sheep. And sheep often hear the voice of their shepherd. Now, how many of you have animals at home? Like dogs or cats or farm animals? No one has sheep, right? You guys don't have sheep? Well, when you guys have animals, you ever notice how they often will hear, like let's say you have a dog. It doesn't really work with cats, I don't think that well, but like with dogs, for example. Dogs will often hear the voice of people, and they'll listen to that voice. And so they won't really, and so like they might hear your voice, but they may not hear, or your parents' voice, but a stranger, they may not listen to that voice. And it's kind of the same way with sheep. Sheep will hear a specific voice of someone that's the shepherd, but they won't listen to the other voices. And so Jesus has a specific voice for us, right? We can hear his voice. And because you have Jesus inside of you from receiving Holy Communion, you have the ability to hear and listen to his voice. And oftentimes that comes through calm and peace and joy that you experience in your life. But it also means that you get to talk to Jesus, to call upon him yourself. And so that leads me, hope your guys' suspense is filled, because I've got, this is the present I'm going to give you guys tonight, okay? So, you guys are going to receive, of course, the Holy Communion, which is the best gift, but you're also, before you leave, going to receive one of these cards. We have a vocation ministry that we started here at the cathedral, and they got these for you as a gift. It's very beautiful. It's got Mary on one side. You guys can all see that, right? It's got Mary holding, you probably can't see it as well, but she's holding a rosary. And the card says, Jesus is calling you. And there's a little Bible verse that comes from the Gospel of John. Do whatever he tells you. That's when Jesus and Mary are at the wedding feast of Cana, and Mary tells the servants to listen to her son. So there's Mary on the front, and on the back, there's a very beautiful prayer that says, prayer to know my vocation. Or to know my vocation. You might be wondering, well, what is vocation? What does that mean? Well, vocation just means calling. We're all called to something. But we have to ask to know that calling. Now, Jesus calls us to do all kinds of things in our life. He'll ask you to do all kinds of stuff in your life. But there's also specific callings that you might have. It's one of the reasons we're giving you these cards. Because some of you might be called to be married, you know, like your parents. They might be called to be husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, which is great. But some of you boys might be called to be priests, to be able to serve the Lord in his church, like myself and Father Wesley. Some of you girls might be called to be religious sisters, or boys might be called to be brothers, ways that we can serve the church. And so this prayer is a way to help you to know your vocational call, to call on the Lord. So tonight, before you guys leave, when you take pictures, we'll give you one of these cards. And so my encouragement is to take this card and to put it somewhere special. You know, I don't want to see it in the church somewhere. Like, take it with you. And put it, maybe if you got a Bible you can put it in, or you got a special place, and pray it. Pray it every day. Pray it with your parents. That's an even better thing to do. But to pray it. Because it's asking for God to be able to help you to know your call. Jesus has a call for you. And this is a way to know that call. So we want to know Jesus' call, but we also want to know how Jesus is going to love us, right? We hear in the gospel that Jesus says that a shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, where do you guys think Jesus lays down his life for you? I'll give you a hint. I have an image. Yes, exactly. The sacrifice on the cross. So we got a couple crosses. We got one over there, a very nice image over there. It's a procession cross that we carry in for Mass, too. So Jesus gives his life for us on the cross. And that's what love is. Love is giving ourselves for other people. And so you guys will all be called to give yourselves for other people, too. All of us here are called to give ourselves in love to others, to lay our lives down, whether that's in reality or whether that's for just to love others in our daily lives, but I'm called to love the church. Husbands and wives are called to love each other. We're called to lay down our lives. Everyone has to do that in some way. So it's asking, who am I called to love? Who am I called to lay my life down for? And with that, I've got kind of one final story. So I want to tell you guys about a priest named Blessed Stanley Rother. You guys probably have no idea who that is, but I'm going to explain it. So Blessed Stanley Rother was a priest from Oklahoma, which is just the state just south of us. And then he went to Guatemala, which is just south of Mexico. And he served there as a missionary. And while he was there, he served the people in all kinds of ways. He had to learn a special language. He had to, he said Mass for the people. He would eat in their homes. He would do all kinds of amazing things to serve the people. But while he was there, there was also a big war that broke out. And so it was very dangerous. So his bishop said, okay, I want you to come back. You can't stay in Guatemala anymore. So he did. He obeyed his bishop, as all priests are called to do, and he came back. But then, as he was in Oklahoma, he felt, you know, I just feel like I got to go back and serve my people. I can't stay here. I got to go back. So he got permission to go back to Guatemala, knowing he may not live. And as a result, he actually did die for his people. When I was in Guatemala, I went to Guatemala last summer to study Spanish, and I got to be to celebrate Mass like we're doing tonight in the place where he gave his life. And so it's a very beautiful place to visit, but he's known as the shepherd who didn't run. He's like Jesus. He didn't run at the sign of danger. He laid down his life for us. And so he's a model and an example for all of you and for all of us to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to give my life for others. It might be dangerous sometimes, but we are called to give our life in that way. And he's also in heaven, so we can ask for his prayers as well. So to kind of summarize for you guys, you're going to receive the greatest gift in Holy Communion, and Jesus will be near you. And he'll be able to listen to his voice, listen to that call that he's going to give you by praying this prayer and also knowing how you're called to love others. So I want to conclude by just praying this prayer with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I glorify you, God, in all that I do, in mind, body, and spirit. I give you my best to you. Help me to follow your will, no matter the call. Sister, brother, or priest, I promise my all. If you call me to marriage, I promise to love and to teach my own children, to seek grace from above. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.